Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza, Don Pico's, and the Rib Shack.
Hey, mister, will you stick a fellow American to a meal?
Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Vastar Security Patrol.
It's going to give me the best opportunity to win.
Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California.
All I can do is just, you know, come in here and be the best teammate I can be.
Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You'd like to see me take a dive, wouldn't you?
Ladies and gentlemen,
when I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Pedro Fernandez.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 26 years. And tonight, I will not disappoint as I bring you three top-notch guests. First of all, we'll start off with KP, Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. He's a writer extraordinaire, of course. He covered last Saturday night's Andre Ward unanimous decision win over Arthur Abraham. That was at the Home Depot Center in Carson, California. Of course, that was on Showtime, but we'll talk with Kevin about Andre and where Andre goes from here. And, of course, we're also going to talk MMA tonight with my man, Slammin' Sammy Perez. That's right, lots of news in the world of MMA as I speak, including, as the story he broke last week, the fact that Brock Lesnar may never, ever fight again. That's right, the UFC heavyweight champion stricken with some type of disease, and he may never, ever, ever fight again. But I'm not done. We'll bring in about 40 minutes past the hour, we'll bring in the great Genaro Hernandez. That's right, the former ailing two-time world champion suffering from cancer. He'll analyze some fights from us and bring us up to date on his health as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. We do have open phone lines coast-to-coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power brings us to the break.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
Before I get back to kicking A... Don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com. Your inside look into the world of boxing. For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and, of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats and, like me, prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats, located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California, for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the Famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the Famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the Famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the Famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The Famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Boxing is an unnatural act because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do. You step into it.
Let's let my boys harmonize here. Jerry, turn that music up. That is the Tower of Power, folks. Our house band, of course, featured at TowerOfPower.com. Their latest release, a live CD, DVD from the Fillmore, of course, was recorded in 2008, their 40th anniversary. But Emilio Castillo will be on the show before the June 15th show at the San Mateo County Fair. So I expect Emilio in the next couple of weeks. Tower of Power is kicking, and of course, I write for them. You can check out my stuff, Pedro's Song of the Month, at TowerOfPower.com. Speaking of a Tower of Power, on the line from his lair in the City of Angels, my own Tower of Power. I'm talking about Mr. KP, Kevin Perry. What's up, Big Kev?
Not much. How you doing, man?
Doing just fine, man. You tell me about the Andre Ward fight. Did they feed you any good food?
No, they didn't feed me any good food.
Oh, I got to spank Dan Goosa for that. You mean the press didn't get food?
Not that I'm aware of. I didn't get any.
No, you must have been a little late, man. You must have been a little late, because there are always some food usually at Goosa shows. Even if it's chicken fingers, there's always some good food at Goosen's Foods. So let's talk about Andre Ward now. 24-0, 13 KOs, the really undisputed world super middleweight champion. There's nobody really can touch him, I think, at 168. And I think after that performance over Arthur Abraham, which was a near shutout performance, do you concur? You think can anybody beat him at 168?
I think any guy can be beaten, but you'd have to make him a clear favorite over the winner of Glenn Johnson and Carl Froch, I think, which happens early next month, and also against Lucian Bute, who is the other top 168-pounder who happens to not be in the Super 6 tournament.
Yeah, but he's got a Showtime contract, and he fights out of Canada as well, right?
Yeah, there's one thing. I think Lucian Bute, I think something that I'd like to state here is I think it's extremely unfair for these guys to be fighting killer after killer in the tournament, and this guy can wait around and basically just fight subpar opponents and get to fight the winner. I mean, I really don't think it's really all that fair for him to get that opportunity without fighting a guy that's at least in the top five in the world at 168 pounds. I do hear he's supposed to be fighting Mikkel Kessler by the end of the year, so if he does beat him, then I think he's legitimately, you know, has his status as one of the best in the division. But I think right now he's quite a bit overrated when you consider he hasn't fought Carl Froch, he hasn't fought Andre Ward, he hasn't fought Andre Durrell or Kessler, which are the top guys in the division right now.
Well, speaking of Ward, without, you know, he's not the most, he's not a braggadocio type of guy, but, you know, basically he implied that he would lick Lucian Bute like a stamp.
Well, it remains to be seen. I think Bute brings a lot of things to the table. One aspect of his game, which is he's a great body puncher. I mean, I've seen some vicious knockouts to the body by him. And also he's a southpaw, so that definitely would give Andre something to think about even though Andre Ward also can fight either Southpaw or Orthodox. So it would definitely be an interesting matchup between the two.
Did that amaze you, the fluidity between Southpaw and Orthodox, the fact that he can go back and forth? I mean, he's probably the best fighter to do that probably since Pedro Fernandez back in the Golden Gloves. I mean, he really, really looked good. I mean, switching back and forth.
Well, yeah, he's just like a all-around great fighter. I mean, the one thing I remember when I saw him fight Edison Miranda, and the thing that always stuck in the back of my mind is I haven't seen a professional fighter in a long time be able to fight that way on the inside. And, I mean, some guys that come to mind that are great infighters are guys like James Toney, guys like Bernard Hopkins, more so Toney, because Toney will stay in the pocket and he'll trade with you. Andre Ward, he shows some of those same skills. I think they're really overlooked. And nowadays, you see most of these guys, it's like when they're in the ring, they're just focusing on speed most of the time. It's like they're doing pad work, and they're not really committing on any of their punches. There's no real aggression in there. I mean, they're just trying to win computer points. And I know Andre Ward isn't the biggest puncher out there, but, I mean, when he comes in there, he comes to fight. So I definitely got to give him a lot of credit, and hopefully in the future he'll start scoring more knockouts.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as well as the American Forces Network, folks. We do have open phone lines, toll-free, coast-to-coast. Won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or check us out on the email, ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk at yahoo.com. We are not televising tonight's show on Justin.TV. There's a reason for that. One of the reasons is my computer's broken. The other reason is my video producer, my main man, Ricardo Rivera, is out of town until next week. But we are going to start broadcasting our shows live on Facebook. So that's going to be the next move. We're going to leave Justin.TV and go to Facebook. So we're looking forward to that. You know, I got a couple questions for you. How did Chris Arreola look the other night? He weighed 234. That's pretty slim for that fat boy.
I mean, he didn't look too bad. I mean, it's kind of hard to assess these things when they have him fighting guys that he's expected to beat. But at the same time, he did come in quite a bit lighter. But it's really hard to assess how he would do against a much better opponent. But I think at this stage, Chris Arreola gets a lot of unwarranted criticism because, I mean, besides Vitaly Klitschko, I think he's competitive with any other of the heavyweights out there, even though the level of heavyweights right now is quite subpar, in my opinion, and a lot of other people's opinion.
Okay, and now I'm going to put you on the spot here. Manny Pacquiao, reigning world welterweight champion, he's fined for dummy of the year. The most stupid comment I've ever heard came out of his mouth today, where he said that using condoms is sinful. Now, can you believe the amount of disease that have been prevented with the use of condoms, especially AIDS and sexually transmitted diseases? I remember the Catholic Church came out about 8 or 10 or 12 or 15 years ago and said that condoms were a sin as well. And yet, how many people do you think died because they listened to the Catholic Church and now are going to die because they listened to Manny Pacquiao, an idiot if there ever was one, saying that using condoms is sinful and that the transmission of sexually transmitted diseases is cool?
Well, I think that's a statement that more has to do with faith than, standard common sense. And, I mean, that's part of the Catholic religion. And what's, I don't want to get into a religious argument here, but what's interesting about the Catholic religion, in my opinion, is at the same time condoms is illegal, but a lot of these Catholics out there seem to be having unprotected sex and having kids out of wedlock.
I don't think all the priests that were molesting kids, I don't think they were using condoms.
Well, yeah, but they weren't having kids molesting those boys either.
Okay, good point there. Anyway, Manny Pacquiao, of course, he's still the world welterweight champion after that decision a fortnight ago over Sugar Shane Mosley. Now that you look back at the sugarless one, he's going to continue to fight. I thought the best part of the entire broadcast was the derriere of his girlfriend, that 20-year-old Bella Gonzalez, that model. I thought she was pretty hot.
Well, I don't think there really needs to be much comment on that. I think anybody with line can see that she's pretty hot. And Shane Mosley, I think, should have been trying to get some blows in to at least impress her quite a bit, because, I mean, that performance by him was, I mean, sincerely just,
it was shameful.
It was shameful. It was pathetic. And I think, you know, I understand the reason why he wasn't throwing punches, but at the same time, when you're getting paid $5 million, you're getting paid $5 million to at least put on a show. And, you know, some small blame could be put on Manny Pacquiao, but I think he tried his best to get him out of there. He maybe shouldn't have been touching his gloves at the end of every round, but I think when a guy's running away from you, it's quite hard to get a knockout in that instance.
Folks, the great Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. You can catch his work 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com. KP, all the best to you.
All right, thanks a lot.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, we talk MMA with Slammin' Sammy Perez. Our toll-free phone lines, once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Wars. But, folks, you already know that.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles, or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year, 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumer's Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly.
Here I am, often imitated, never duplicated. Yes, I am the Superfly of radio. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. I bring to you my MMA expert from Bethlehem, PA, none other than Slammin' Sammy Perez. What's up, Big Sam?
Hey, Joe. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, man. First of all, any Brock Lesnar update on that disease? Or what is that he has? It's a blood disease or what?
No, it's a diverticulitis, which is an intestinal disorder. It's basically an infection that attacks the intestines. And as of last Thursday when the news first broke, other than last Thursday, no, it's been very quiet, very tight-lipped. I think a lot of that has to do with Brock Lesnar himself. You know, he's notoriously a private person. And on top of that, I think Dana White and the UFC want to be very careful as to how they handle this situation and how they how much information they want to release.
Speaking of Dana White and the UFC, of course, he also owns Strikeforce. Nick Diaz and Cesar Gracie, his manager, and they had a phone interview today, a meeting with Dana White. Dana White is really trying his best to stop this fight between Jeff Lacy and Nick Diaz. Of course, Nick Diaz, the reigning Strikeforce welterweight champion, one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world of MMA, wants to try his hand at professional boxing. And Don Chargan, our boy promoter, of course, a guest that's been on this show many, many times in the past, of course, a Hall of Famer and all that kind of good stuff. He assigned them both to this fight. He wants it to take place in the late fall. And Dana White's doing all his best to stop this. But I think that I don't think Dana can stop it. But what I think Dana can do is Dana could tie this up in court for a long time if he wanted to. Is Dana White that much of a jerk or that much of a a-hole that he would do that?
I don't think it's so much that he's a jerk as much as he doesn't want his fighter to look bad. I mean, listen, you're of the opinion, and some people are of the opinion, that Nick Diaz not only can hold his own but possibly win this fight. I'm not of that opinion. I think that Jeff Lacy, a former world champion, not saying that Nick Diaz isn't a great fighter, but the bottom line is this is boxing, and I think he can defeat Nick Diaz. And I just think that Dana White wants to make sure that his fighter and his sport looks promising in the best light. That's pretty much what it comes down to.
Okay. Is the Bellator season over with?
Actually, this Saturday is the last event for this, their fourth season. It's Bellator 45, and it's going to feature two tournament finales. First of all, the light heavyweight tournament finale between Richard Hale and Christian Mpumbu. And this fight will actually produce a light heavyweight champion for the first time ever in Bellator. And the other tourney finale is in the featherweight division. That's 145 pounds. That's Patricio Freire against Daniel Strauss. And that the winner of that tournament will end up fighting Joe Warren, who's the current featherweight champion.
Slammin' Sammy Perez is our guest, folks. He talks MMA. He is an MMA expert as well as a boxing aficionado. He knows his boxing as well. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. All across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. I want to say hello to all our men and women out there in uniform. Now, tell me, isn't there a big UFC event coming up in the next week or so?
And it's coming up a week from Saturday. It's at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. It's UFC 130. And originally, the main event on that card was supposed to be the third fight between Frankie Edgar and Gray Maynard for the lightweight championship. Unfortunately, both fighters were injured during training within the last few weeks, so they promoted Matt Hamill versus Quentin Rampage Jackson at light heavyweight 205-pound contender fight as the main event. And the co-main event will be two Las Vegas-based heavyweights, which is Frank Mir, former UFC champion, against the big country himself, Roy Nelson.
Roy Nelson, of course, the guy that exposed Kimbo Slice so easily on television. Going back to Quentin Jackson, this guy is, you know, I thought he was the best mic man. I thought he was the best thing to happen to MMA since Muhammad Ali came into boxing. He was able to talk the game. He was able to walk the game. I mean, he seemed to have it all. Then he went nuts and went on a slow speed, sort of O.J. Simpson type of police chase down in L.A., where he was dragging around a 25-foot billboard of himself. So it wasn't like the cops didn't know who was driving the car, but yet he drove around and he claimed he hadn't slept in a while and this and that. Is he taking antidepressants or something like that? They got him on medication or what?
I'm not sure if they have him on medication. I know that when he went through that ordeal and he got in trouble with the law, Dana White made sure to intervene and try to get him as much help as possible.
You got him out of jail.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And Rampage is a strange individual. Not so much, maybe strange is not the right word, but he's kind of eccentric. I remember about 5 years ago, he had proclaimed that he had been born again and saved by Christ. And for a while there, he kind of like, you know, was preaching the word of God. And then all of a sudden that kind of fell by the wayside. And then he started fighting, and he won the world championship at light heavyweight. And he was on top of the world then. He was straight and narrow. But once he lost that belt, kind of fell by the wayside, as you indicated. And then the acting bug came around. He got the job with the A-team. And now, you know, it's kind of unclear as to what direction he wants to go to. And I think that's part of his problem. He can never stay focused on one thing.
Well, speaking of staying focused, Quentin Rampage Jackson will have his hands full, no question about that, next Saturday. Dana White, do you think the fact that he holds as much power as he does, do you think that's a good thing for the sport of MMA?
I honestly, Pedro, you know, at first I would have said no. However, I can't argue with the results. I mean, just look at the track record. In the last 10 years, this guy took a fledgling organization and a sport that was totally in the dark ages, and he's promoted the UFC into a multi-million dollar organization.
A billion dollar organization.
Exactly. And he's made the sport arguably one of the most popular, if not the most popular, rising sport in the world. So I can't truly say that's not good. I don't like the fact that he's kind of monopolizing everything, kind of like the way Vince McMahon did with pro wrestling. But the bottom line is he's pulling all the right buttons. And to be quite honest, Dana White, in my estimation, has been good for the sport.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Kevin Perry earlier. Manny Pacquiao, the idiot that he is, of course, he is a world welterweight champion, but he's a mental midget. I'm not talking about physically, I'm talking about mentally. He stands about 5'6", so that doesn't make him a midget. He says now the use of condoms is sinful. And considering the fact that condoms prevent the disease that they do and the pregnancies that they do and things like that, and considering the amount of people that probably have saved their lives because of the use of condoms and not gotten AIDS and things like that, is Manny out of his friggin' mind or what?
I don't think so. I think I heard you talking to Kevin earlier, and I think Kevin pointed it out perfectly. Unfortunately, I think Manny is a product of a devout Catholicism. You know, he's very strong.
So when he was screwing around with that broad, that young teenage broad about a year and a half ago before he ran for Congress, so he wasn't a Christian then or what? He wasn't a Catholic then or was he forgiven?
I really don't know, Pedro. I never said the guy was an angel. I was just giving you my point of view in terms of why he made that statement. I'm a Catholic, but I don't agree with everything that the religion says. And, you know, in terms of condoms, you know, I remember when I got married, I went to a Planned Parenthood type of thing that they have for married couples, and they suggested that instead of preventive measures, that you go with, like, natural family planning. And, you know, I remember the couple that was giving that talk had 12 children. And then I told my wife, you know you're going on the pill. So that tells you what I think about everything in terms of get the Catholic religion.
Slamming Sammy Perez, our guest, folks. Of course, he is featured at ringtalk.com. And he posted an article yesterday about the different use of boxing gloves in boxing matches. One guy can wear a pair of Everlast gloves. The other guy can wear a pair of Reyes gloves. I think this unevens the playing field, and you and I sort of agree on that, don't we?
We do agree, Pedro. I've seen a lot of comments to the article of, you know, agreeing with us and disagreeing with us. I just find it difficult to believe that you can have two different, I mean, listen, gloves may weigh the same, but if they're manufactured by two different people, you can't tell me that they are the same. And all I'm saying is, in terms of boxing, there's always the question of whether this fighter did this. I mean, the biggest question right now is Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, who's doing what, who's not doing what. Listen, it's bad enough we can't prove it in terms of physical testing. But as far as the equipment is concerned, as long as that is universal, then that's one less question to worry about as far as two fighters stepping into the ring. That's my only argument.
Good enough. Any comments on Andre Ward's near shutout performance over Arthur Abraham the other night?
Well, you know, I did have one quick question for you. I heard you also talking to Kevin Perry about this. And my question to you is, because I'm unaware of this, Lucien Boutte, was he not invited to participate in the Super 6 tournament, or he just chose not to be a part of it?
He chose not to be a part of it.
Okay. So that answers that question, because I often wondered why he wasn't a part. And then on top of that, when they had to get a replacement for Jermaine Taylor, I noticed they went and got Glenn Johnson. And then once again, I wondered why Lucien Boutte was not a part. So Kevin Perry has a valid point in terms of this guy sitting pretty. And, you know, it's strange to me that they're both undefeated, and Andre Ward is fighting the best in the tournament. Meanwhile, he's currently ranked number two behind Lucien Boutte at that weight class. So it's inevitable. I think the two have to fight, and personally, my opinion, I think that Andre Ward will shine and end up being the number one super middleweight in the world.
Slamming Sammy Perez at ringtalk.com, my MMA and boxing expert. All the best. You say hello to your wife for me, sir.
I will do, Pedro. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Next up, the great Genaro Hernandez right here on Ring Talk Live worldwide.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing. For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats and like me prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The guitar of the great Jeff Tamalier, Pleasant Hill, California, is what he calls home. Last time I saw Jeff, the hair was down to past his shoulders. He looked like Janis Joplin, a male version of Janis Joplin. Jeff, you know I'm just kidding. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, folks. Don't forget my work at TowerOfPower.com. Pedro's Song of the Month is By Your Side, which is dedicated to some very, very lovely people in my life, which I will mention a little bit later in tonight's show. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 26-plus years. On the line, from the City of Angels is one of my good friends, a man that I consider a true gentleman in and out of the ring. He is the one, the only, Genaro Hernandez. What's up, Chickenito?
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Good evening to you, sir. How's my buddy feeling? How you feeling, man?
Well, thanks for asking. The last couple of days, it's been pretty hard trying to recover from the chemo cycle that I had all last week. I was in the hospital getting chemo Tuesday through Friday. So, you know, it starts taking effect, and yesterday was one of those days where I was just weak. I mean, you know, I had no energy, no whatsoever.
Okay. So other than that, other than the chemo last week, any news? Have they told you anything? Are things progressing? Are things going the wrong way? How are things happening?
Well, you know, the bad thing about it is that they've done some scans, and they've noticed on the lymph nodes that are close to the lungs and to the kidneys, it shows that I have two additional cancer cells around there. And I got what they say, I think they told me it was like a 2-centimeter length cancer cell roaming around the tip of my lung. So it's not looking very well right now, but, you know, we're still not giving up on all this.
Good enough. Genaro Hernandez, our guest, folks, of course, the 2-time world champion, a man that lost only 2 fights in his entire career. And, of course, he always came to fight. Speaking of coming to fight, were you surprised that Sugar Shane Mosley did not come to fight against Manny Pacquiao? I was sort of a little disturbed by that.
You know, Pedro, I don't know what went through Shane's mind at the time.
That girlfriend of his, you see the booty on her? That was probably what went through his mind. He wanted to get hurt because he wanted to get out of the ring and take care of her.
Well, you know, it did seem like he was in there showing that he just was out there to survive. Unfortunately, you know, he got hit, and I guess it just lightened some type of spark in his brain saying that, you know what, I'm a little, you know, I'm getting to the age where I'm a little too old. I don't want to take a beating no more. Or I don't want to take any punches no more. So he went into a survival mode, you know. I don't know. One thing that I heard from somebody close to them that worked in this camp was the fact that at the last minute, and I'm not sure whether this played a part or not, but he put on some boxing shoes as an advertisement, and, you know, as a promotional thing, you try to make a little extra money, which, you know, obviously he didn't need to do, but he did, from what I heard. He put on a new pair of shoes that were never broken in, and at the end of the night, there was a pretty big blister that kind of popped in there on his right foot that just was bothering him from the third or fourth round. That's what I heard.
Genaro, don't we all know that we don't wear brand new boxing shoes in a ring? Don't we? I mean, isn't that sort of accepted around the world? I mean, we all know that we've been fighting. I fought 19 years. You fought a long time. We both know that you just don't do that. It's just not done. I mean, the guys that have done that, I can go back and think of them: Orlando Canizales, Gerardo Martinez, right, guys like that. They both had very, very traumatic events because of these big blisters on their feet. But
correct.
Shane Mosley trying to make a couple extra bucks, man. I mean, did Jim Mosley, did his wife take all that much? Did his ex-wife take that much?
You know, Pedro, I don't know how hard he got hit in his pocket, but, you know, when you get a divorce, it's not nice, you know. And unfortunately for Shane, you know, if it is true that, you know, that the shoes played a part of it, then, you know, it's understandable why he didn't move and state the way he told me he was going to do. So, yeah, so to me, it was very disappointing to see Shane look the way he did because, to be honest with you, when I saw Shane 2 weeks before the fight, he was excited. He even convinced me that he was going to be the fighter that I knew back in the 90s, which was stick and move and use power and use speed, but he didn't use any of it. So to me, you know, like I say, only Shane knows what happened that night, and he claims that he'd never been hit as hard of a punch by anybody as he did that night. So, you know, it was just disappointing to me, but, you know, only Shane could answer all those questions.
Good point. We're talking with Genaro Hernandez, folks. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, all across Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands as you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hot topic on the website brought up by my previous guest, one of my writers, Slammin' Sammy Perez of Genaro, and that is the use of boxing gloves, Genaro. I always thought that when I fought, When I fought other guys, I used to wear eights. I weighed 139 pounds, so they let me wear 8-ounce gloves. I always wanted the other guy to wear the same type of gloves as I. If we were both wearing Everlast, that was cool. If we were both wearing Reyes, that was cool. If we were both wearing some other brand, that was cool. But we both had to wear the same gloves, in my mind, to make things fair and across the board. Now you've got guys wearing different gloves, and whether they weigh the same or not, they're going to affect different. They're going to inflict different amounts of damage. The results from the punches will be different. How do you feel about that? Should guys be wearing the same gloves?
Well, I mean, I do feel that, you know, in a world title fight, they should be using the same type of brand of gloves. But then again, nowadays, with these promotional companies or these boxing glove companies paying more to have their gloves advertised on TV, and the TV allowing all this, and plus the commissioners, you know, by all means, you know, they want to make money one way or another, and I think it's wrong what they're doing. But, you know, my thing is that if I'm a fighter and you give me Clito Reyes gloves, I'm going to use those gloves. And if my opponent wants to wear Grant, which are a little more spongier and they're going to inflict less pain on me, then more power to my opponent, because he's taking his power away and there's less chances that I'll get hurt. So for me, hey, whatever gloves you want to wear, just as long as you don't force me to use whatever brand of gloves you want to use.
But don't you think, it all, in the old days, wasn't it always the call of the champion, or they flipped a coin during negotiations as to who would have the choice of the gloves, something like that? Wasn't it one? Wasn't either one or the other?
Well, back in the day, when I used to fight, the champion always had first choice of choosing the glove. It wasn't much about, you know, any type of brand that was out there at that time, because the only gloves that I've ever used and they ever offered me to use at the time was Clito Reyes. We never had that opportunity of, I got to use, or we can choose Grant or Everlast or any other brand like right now. Nowadays, they give you the option because you're ordering your robe and your shorts, and we can add the glove color the same way. You know, it's all about style now, I guess, for a lot of fighters. But for me, I don't care what color shorts or whatever I was going to use. My glove was going to be Clito Reyes, and it was going to be either red or blue, like in the old days.
Okay, General, I got a question for you. Is Juan Manuel Marquez, is he in a no-win situation against Manny Pacquiao, especially if they fight like in a 145 pounds or 147 pounds in November?
You know, with all due respect to Juan Manuel Marquez, I think he's a great guy. But in reality, I see no chance in him winning this fight. I mean, yeah, he's given Manny Pacquiao the hardest fights, I believe, since he's become this big idol. But I honestly believe that Juan Manuel, his time has come up already. You know, I think that he may give a good shot at it, but that I see him winning the fight, I honestly don't see him with any chance of winning this fight.
Would he have a chance if the fight was at 140?
Well, I think he has a better chance at 140, because I think Manny would have a little more trouble trying to come down and cure that weight that he's put on, and he hasn't fought at 140 for quite some time now, so I think his body will give him trouble to come down to 140.
You know, speaking of 140 and Manny Pacquiao, I thought his most impressive performance in history, as far as all of his title fights were concerned, I thought his most impressive performance was against Ricky Hatton. And although Ricky Hatton was a bit limited, Ricky Hatton came to fight, and Ricky Hatton went down slugging, unlike these other guys who just stand there and, like, take the beating and end up going down.
Right.
But I thought Ricky Hatton brought it that night. What do you think Pacquiao's best moment has been?
I think the best moment, and, you know, with all due respect, and I have nothing against anybody, but I think the way he beat Oscar, even though, although Oscar came back from a two-year retirement, I mean, just the way that he displayed everything and just pummeled on Oscar and hit him whenever he wanted to, because Oscar was a good defensive fighter as well. He was pretty quick. He had power. He had speed. But that night, Manny just showed that he was just way too much, and Oscar was way out of his league.
You know, Sugar Ray Leonard came down to 160 pounds to fight Hector Camacho back, I believe, in the late 1990s. I televised a fight from Atlantic City. He hadn't been at that weight in years. They made him weigh in Mike Akery, who was Camacho's manager, made him weigh in the morning of the fight, so he didn't have much time to put back on weight. Do you think making these guys go to unnatural weights, weights they hadn't been at in a long time, do you think that just is such a detriment that they can't overcome it?
Well, I mean, you know, there are some fighters that, you know, that have trouble even making the weight limit that they're supposed to be at. Like, for instance, if Manny Pacquiao, I'm not sure how much he walks around with now, but, you know, I'm pretty sure he comes down at 147. He feels a natural 147-pounder now. Whereas, like myself, where I used to fight at 130 pounds, and I would walk around, like, maybe 5 pounds over the weight limit, and I had no trouble, not until the end. But, I mean, you know, you're looking at a guy who fought 14 years at the same weight class, so the body obviously wants to grow and you know, get a little stronger. But, you know, I just didn't allow it. I just think that, you know, it just depends on certain metabolisms on the fighters.
Okay. Were you impressed with Andre Ward the other night?
I was very impressed with Andre Ward. I think he did a phenomenal job of what he did. He's just an exciting fighter, and we'll see what happens after this.
Okay. You look at Andre Ward, he's a true gentleman. You look at Robert Guerrero, another true gentleman. Paul Malignaggi's a pretty good guy. I mean, Paulie's got a big mouth, but deep down inside, he's really a good-hearted guy. All three of these guys said if they were to fight Manny Pacquiao, they would demand random drug tests. They don't believe that Manny Pacquiao is doing things legitimately, or they suspect that he's not doing things legitimately. If you were to fight him, would you be asked for a random drug test?
You know, I'm not the type of guy that wants to impose and put rules down. I have no problem. If they were to offer me a fight against Manny Pacquiao, if I was still fighting, I have no problem fighting Manny Pacquiao, taking the drug or not taking the drug or doing this or doing that. I have no problem in fighting him any night. And the reason why is because he's human. Eventually, you hit a wall, it's going to fall, it's going to break, and that's what they got to do. You can't hit a guy in the face. You got to hit a guy in the body to tear it down. And that's something that people are not understanding, that Manny Pacquiao is not beatable by hitting him in the face. Manny Pacquiao is beaten by hitting him to the body.
That is the great Genaro Hernandez, folks. We wish you the very best as far as your recovery is concerned, man. And you know you're welcome on this show anytime you need, anytime you want to. And if you need me, I'd fly down there in a heartbeat for you. You realize that, right?
You know, Beto, I have always appreciated you. I know you're a very great friend, a very good guy. Anytime that you would like to hear anything about my point of view or anything, my doors are open for you. You know, I would never say no to you because you're one of the best guys out there.
Okay, do me a favor. Say hello to that lovely wife of yours because she's a tremendous lady, okay?
Well, thank you very much. I would do that now. You know, like I said to everybody, God bless everybody. Hope everybody has a good evening. And Pedro, continue doing what you do best, and this is what you do best right now.
The greatest, folks, Genaro El Chicanito Hernandez, two-time world champion. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. One segment to go. I can squeeze in a phone call, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Let's listen to some sexy soul.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you think a career in the sports industry would be your dream job, but you're not sure how to break in? From prospective students looking to earn a degree in the field, to entry-level positions, to seasoned top-level executives in the industry, NextStepAthletics.com has all you will ever need to be successful. Whether you're a high school student looking for a university that offers a sports management curriculum, or maybe a college student looking for that great summer internship opportunity, we're the place to go. You see, Next Step Athletics is the only all-in-one resource for the sports industry. Become a member for free today and take advantage of all NextStepAthletics.com has to offer. We're hosting the only one-stop shop for all levels of sports professionals, from sports-specific jobs, education, networking, events, message boards, and much, much more. We have it all at NextStepAthletics.com. You see, the only way to stay one step ahead in the sports industry is to take the next step, and that's with NextStepAthletics.com.
Whenever something's wrong, I will be there, yeah. When the whole world is on your shoulder.
Ah, the great Brent Carter, one of my good friends, formerly the lead of Tower of Power. There was a beautiful song back in the day. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you in part by Route66Moving.com, folks. If you're moving around the Bay Area, if you're moving from the city by the bay to L.A. to San Diego, anywhere in the state of California, Route66Moving.com is the place to go. I'm telling you, they wrapped my pinball machines. They took great care of my 55-year-old pinball machines. I mean, these things are antiques, and they're full of glass and bulbs and all that kind of good stuff. They took excellent care of that. They use blankets. They use plastic. They use bubble wrap. They use everything. They have great top-notch, top-of-the-line moving trucks. Anyway, give my man Nick a call at 1-877-MY-MOVE. That's 1-877-MY-MOVE. Or check him out for a free quote at Route66Moving.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Want to get away some personal shouts out here. I want to say hello to my lovely Lisa. That's three times. I want to say hello to my daughter, Jacqueline Fernandez, who made her writing debut last week at ringtalk.com with a bit of a controversial move. Cecilia Fernandez, my cousin, Nurse Nancy, and my lovely aunt, my dearest aunt, Auntie Julie, who I went and saw this afternoon. She's 77, suffering from Parkinson's disease, and she isn't stable enough to stay up this late and listen to the show. She used to, but she's not anymore. Anyway, that and my friend Joe Diaz, the trainer that, of course, has suffered that massive heart attack in Phoenix, Arizona last week, the man that's about to take Bob Arum and his boys by the short hairs and rip them apart. Anyway, he's on his way back. They've taken him off the ventilator, and the family was told Monday that Diaz is progressing well, and he has and he is on his way to a full recovery. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, hit the website, ringtalk.com. Jerry, take it away.